The result is that I almost never have a date. So little treats count a lot with me. And he sat at one of my tables, the vampire. I knew immediately what he was. It amazed me when no one else turned around to stare. They couldn't tell. But to me, his skin had a little glow, and I just knew. I could have danced with joy, and in fact I did do a little step right there by the bar. Sam Merlot, my boss, looked up from the drink he was mixing and gave me a tiny smile. I grabbed my tray and pad and went over to the vampire's table. I hoped that my lipstick was still even and my ponytail was still neat. I'm kind of tense, and I could feel my smile yanking the corners of my mouth up. He seemed lost in thought, and I had a chance to give him a good once-over before he looked up. He was a little under 6 feet, I estimated. He had thick brown hair, combed straight back and brushed in his collar, and his long sideburns seemed curiously old-fashioned. He was pale, of course. Hey, he was dead, if you believe the old tales. The politically correct theory, the one the vamps themselves publicly backed, had it that this guy was the victim of a virus that left him apparently dead for a couple of days, and thereafter allergic to sunlight, silver, and garlic. The details depended on which newspaper you read. They were all full of vampire stuff these days. Anyway, his lips were lovely, sharply sculpted, and he had arched dark brows. His nose swooped down right out of that arch, like a prince's in a Byzantine mosaic. When he finally looked up, I saw his eyes were even darker than his hair, and the whites were incredibly white.
"What can I get you?"
I asked, happy almost beyond words. He raised his eyebrows.
"Do you have the bottled synthetic blood?"
he asked.
"No, I'm so sorry. Sam's got some on order. Should be in next week."
"Then red wine, please,"
he said, and his voice was cool and clear, like a stream over smooth stones. I laughed out loud. It was too perfect.
"Don't mind Sookie, mister. She's crazy,"
came a familiar voice from the booth against the wall. All my happiness deflated, though I could feel the smile still straining my lips. The vampire was staring at me, watching the life go out of my face.
"I'll get your wine right away," I said, and strode off,
not even looking at Mac Rattray's smug face. He was there almost every night, he and his wife Denise. I called them the Rat Couple. They'd done their best to make me miserable since they'd moved into the rented trailer at Four Tracks Corner. I'd hoped that they'd blow out of Bon Ton as suddenly as they'd blown in. When they'd first come into Merlot's, I'd very rudely listened in to their thoughts. I know, pretty low class of me, but I get bored like everyone else. And though I spend most of my time blocking out the thoughts of other people that try to pass through my brain, sometimes I just give in. So I knew some things about the Rattrays that maybe no one else did. For one thing, I knew they'd been in jail, though I didn't know why. For another, I'd read the nasty thoughts Mac Rattray had entertained about Yours Truly. And then I'd heard in Denise's thoughts that she'd abandoned a baby she'd had 2 years before, a baby that wasn't Max. And they didn't tip, either. Sam poured a glass of the house red wine, looking over at the vampire's table as he put it on my tray. When Sam looked back at me, I could tell he too knew our new customer was undead. Sam's eyes are Paul Newman blue, as opposed to my own hazy blue-gray. Sam is blonde, too, but his hair is wiry, and his blonde is almost a sort of hot red gold. He's always a little sunburned, and though he looks slight in his clothes, I've seen him unload trucks with his shirt off, and he has plenty of upper body strength. I never listen to Sam's thoughts. He's my boss. I've had to quit jobs before because I found out things I didn't want to know about my boss. But Sam didn't comment. He just gave me the wine. I checked the glass to make sure it was sparkly clean and made my way back to the vampire's table.
"Your wine, sir," I said ceremoniously and placed it carefully on the table exactly in front of him.
He looked at me again, and I stared into his lovely eyes while I had the chance.
"Enjoy," I said proudly.
Behind me, Mac Rattray yelled,